A 27-year-old man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for helping a criminal gang to carry out the murder of Noel Kerwin. Jason Keating was charged with the murder, but that charge was dropped after he admitted participating in the activities of a criminal organisation helping that gang to murder Noel Kerwin. The 62-year-old victim was shot dead outside his home in Dublin 3 days before Christmas in 2016 as part of the ongoing Hutch Kinahan feud. Detective Superintendent Sean Campbell gave his reaction outside of court.
We know that there's an organised feud going on in this city at the moment. Certainly, Jason Keating was part of that. The evidence has shown that. But it also shows how an ordinary man with no links really to organised crime can be targeted by these people and executed in front of his family members in a really callous way. And we needed and we got the support of the people of Clodagh.
Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds was in court today and joins us now. Paul, tell us more about what Jason Keating did.
Yeah, the judge outlined the details when he was sentencing him today, Claire, that a tracker device had been fitted to the undercarriage of Mr. Kerwin's car, and it was on his old car originally, but 4 days before Christmas, Mr. Kerwin changed his car and the original car with the tracker device was left in an auction room on the Naas Road. Now, we heard that Keating went to that auction room, retrieved that tracker and helped transfer to the new car that Mr. Kerwin had bought 2 days before the murder. We also heard that Keating was in the getaway car. He was in contact with the person monitoring the tracker's movements on a laptop, that he conveyed those details to the person believed to have shot Noel Kerwin dead, that he brought the killer to and from the scene, that he was also connected to the crime through CCTV footage. He also bought the burner phone or the job phone that was used during the murder. So his involvement was significant, but the judge did stress in this case that the maximum sentence in this case was 15 years in prison, and the judge laid down all the reasons why he imposed the sentence. He said the headline sentence in this case was 13 and a half years. The discount that the court was prepared to give for the guilty plea and other mitigating factors was 3.5 years, and on the basis of that the court sentenced Jason Keating to 10 years in prison.
And Paul, in another case there today, a 6-year-old Estonian man who Gardaí said was a contracted hitman was sentenced to 6 years for plotting to shoot to kill another man in Northern Ireland. And there was extraordinary detail in this case. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is like something out of a Frederick Forsyth novel or even a James Bond movie. And in many ways, if you look at Imre Arrakis and you see him in court today, he's tall, he's lean, he's fit, he's strong. He might be 60 years of age. He has long, flowing, receding hair. He's almost like a character out of a James Bond movie. And he's a very strong individual when you look at him. He flew into Dublin from Alicante in Spain on the 3rd of April last year. He walked around the city centre, bought a wig and a mirror and was picked up that night in a white Mercedes van. He spent the night in a safe house in Blakestown. An armed Gardaí who had him under surveillance and the Drugs and Organised Crime Unit only got 20 minutes notice that he was arriving in the country, and they scrambled a team to put him under surveillance. When they raided where the house he was the next morning, they found pieces of paper with James Gately, the target's address in Belfast, instructions how to get his picture from Google. On an encrypted BlackBerry phone, there was a series of chats, instructions from those who were monitoring and supervising the murder plan. They were based in Spain and Dubai as part of this international criminal cartel. There was a description of Gately's apartment, where he parked, his visits to the gym, a description of his car, information on the tracking device. But the court also noted today that Arrakis himself, through his replies on that encrypted BlackBerry, spoke about his contribution and what he was going to bring to the murder bid. He said it's possible to take him down later when he comes out of the car. He asked for a silencer. He asked that the gun be good and that it be accurate. And he said it could be one shot to the head from distance. Now, Mr. Justice Tony Hunt said the maximum sentence in this case was 10 years. The headline on the scale was 9 years, and the discount for the guilty plea and other mitigating factors was 3 years. So that's why Arrakis was sentenced to 6 years in prison. But the Lithuanian authorities are looking for him. He faces three charges in Lithuania in connection with the murder of a man who had an affair with a Lithuanian pop star there. One of those charges is murder. So the Lithuanian authorities have issued a European arrest warrant, which has been executed by the Irish courts. That case is due to be heard in January. It's expected the Lithuanian authorities, they're seeking his extradition when he finishes his sentence here.
Well, Paul, after that sentencing hearing, Detective Superintendent Seamy Boland gave this reaction.
And Garda Síochána will continue to invest the necessary resources to ensure that others who are involved in this conspiracy are brought before justice in the Irish courts, and that our communities are kept safe from people who are willing to target for murder for financial gain.
Detective Superintendent Seamy Boland outside the Special Criminal Court today.